thanks for listening to Jets Fifth Quarter coverage. For more locker room reaction, subscribe to the 98.7 ESPN New York Jets podcast wherever you get your podcasts. And keep listening to the home of Jets football, 98.7 ESPN.
Sam, as always, thanks for the time. I know you were just peppered by the beat writers, and this is probably about as frustrating an opening to the season as you could ever have expected. Is there any way for you to really put your finger on what went wrong, specifically after the 88-yard touchdown drive where you bounced back from the pick six, and it looked like the offense for the first time this season really had some rhythm going, but after that touchdown drive, it just wasn't captured again?
Yeah, you know, I think even after that touchdown drive, we kept our rhythm. I just made a bad mistake in the red zone. And, you know, that's on me. I had way too many mistakes today. And, you know, we got a short week. We played Denver on Thursday, and we're looking to bounce back.
Hey, Sam, Marty Lyons here. Do you find yourself pressured and trying to make things happening rather than letting the plays happen themselves?
No. I feel like I always do a good job of, you know, letting the plays come to me. You know, I think, you know, when you get down by a certain amount, you know, your mind kind of creeps towards that, and you got to fight the urge to, you know, not try to make something out of the ordinary or something that's not there. So, you know, for me, I just got to, you know, continue to try to play as consistent as possible. I feel like that's the thing I'm not doing. I'm not playing consistent enough, and, you know, we're looking to bounce back and get better.
Sam, how significantly did this game change for you and the offense as a whole when Mekhi Becton went out? I mean, obviously, Connor McDermott, he gave a valiant effort, but obviously he's normally a guard and a backup, and now he's taking over for a guy that maybe has been the most effective player for your offense through the first two-plus weeks. How significantly did everything change for you up front when Mekhi left the game?
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Yeah, obviously Mekhi's a really good player. You know, his size and athleticism, he can change the game in many ways. But we have a really good, you know, next man up mentality here. And, you know, that's how we look at it. And, you know, I'm sure Connor would like to have a couple plays back. But, you know, for me, I think in some of those situations, I got to get rid of the ball a little bit faster.
Sam, what was Adam's message to the team after the game?
You know, for us, it's about going out and executing. You know, it's really, I mean, you know, because when you have, you know, the first three games of your season go this way, it's, you know, there comes a point where it's like, all right, guys, like, you know, the players, you know, it's on the players. You know, the coaches, you know, we really feel like as players, we feel like the coaches are putting us in the best position possible to go out there and win games. And, you know, for us, we're not executing well enough. We're not going out there and driving down and putting the ball in the end zone enough. You know, we got to do that. Coach Gase, Greg are calling great games. We just got to go out there and execute.
Sam, thanks for the time. We appreciate it.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks for listening to Jets Fifth Quarter coverage. For more locker room reaction, subscribe to the 98.7 ESPN New York Jets podcast wherever you get your podcasts. And keep listening to the home of Jets football, 98.7 ESPN.